we are here with the awesome Grammy winner, Sunday Best winner, Leandria Johnson. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for being with us. In Indianapolis, you know we love you here. Mm-hmm. All right, so what you got going on? I heard you got some big projects, some big things coming up.
Wow.
What are some things you got going on?
Well, first, I would say the single will be out in 2 months, preferably.
Oh, okay.
And then the album will be probably the summer.
Okay.
And then on top of that, we're doing something right now, a conference. It's a big conference called the Position and Power Conference.
Okay.
And we have Bishop Winston Page, Prophet Brian Karn, Bishop George Bloomer, myself, Pastor Tim Rogers, and it's going to be amazing. And it's Position and Power, where we're just letting the people know, listen, you got to get in position because you have the power.
Mm-hmm.
You do have the power. You know, so other than that, I progress.
Mm-hmm.
Giving back to the less fortunate, and I'm hitting every city and just, you know, just giving them word, encouragement, and also, you know, what they need, you know, at that point in time, and just trying to make it big, just trying to make a change, and the album will be entitled Out of Rejection.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's hard. That's a big old wow.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about the title of that album there with the Out of Rejection. Where did it go?
Out of rejection, in life, if people could be real with themselves, you know, you're going to do some things that you're not proud of, and then some certain folk try to hold that to you, and I'm just the type of person that I'm not going to allow it to defeat me. Now, I may be down, I may cry a little bit, but I'm going to keep moving, you know, but out of rejection, it's just, that's my life, period, you know. There's some choices that I made that I don't regret because it got me to where I am. And a lot of people have a lot of no's. Even now, they have a lot of no's. They don't want to give people another chance. And but I am that person. I would consider myself the black sheep of the gospel industry. And you watching me work. You watching some folk want to put this sheep on. You get what I'm trying to tell you? This wool on, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So out of projection is very powerful. But just to give you that little snippet, that's just a little bit. Was that different, good, Keisha?
It was.
So.
And what's the single that you're releasing that's coming out?
Now that we don't know yet.
Okay.
It's a good. So many songs.
Okay.
But I would like the song called If I Fall.
Okay.
Which my husband and I wrote together.
Uh-huh.
It's basically saying, if I fall, don't let me stay here too long. When I'm down, pick me up. I know I'm not worth it, but I deserve a second chance. That's the whole line. So that's the message that I'm sending out there to the people. You know, if you're going to be real with yourself and everything that you do, but know that God is going to carry you through no matter what.
Amen.
So.
All right. Now, here you got something going on with your brother. Y'all doing something big. You want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. I told you that.
What? Yeah. Some big stuff.
It's Mike J.
Okay.
Michael Johnson is his birth name, but his stage name will be called Mike J. And he's actually coming out in a big, big way. I would say he would be the James Brown of 2015.
What?
Honestly, my husband is producing all of his music.
Wow.
He's amazing. He's 21, 22. No, he's 24.
26.
Oh, Jesus. Lord. My baby brother.
What are you?
He's 26 years old.
Trying to keep him young.
Nice old black man. I'm trying. Yeah, that's my baby.
That's your baby brother.
But he has an amazing testimony. He has an awesome testimony, and he's a father of one beautiful daughter.
Okay.
And he's ready. You know, I would allow him to tell you over his testimony, and you all watch his life story.
Okay.
So, but yeah, keep his name out there.
All right,
Mike J.
Mike J.
Yes.
We keep listening for Mike J. All right. Well, thank you. We always love it when you come to Indianapolis.
Aww.
Please come back. Visit us more.
I will.
We love you here.
Listen, y'all, bring me back, but bring me back where I can
have some time.
Have some time.
That's what I'm talking about.
An hour with y'all.